If you find yourself trying really hard to please everyone around you just to feel unappreciated and not receive the treatment that you deserve, then this is your sign to be ruthless when it comes to your relationships. A lot of people think that in order to be a good person, you have to constantly put others' needs ahead of your own, and you have to be quiet and agreeable and nice to everybody. Especially as women, society teaches us to be really easygoing and just be grateful for whatever we receive. But the thing is, if we want to actually receive proper treatment and respect, and not just the bare minimum, but actually receive more in abundance, we have to be able to be selfish. We have to be able to put our own needs first and even be mean if we have to be. Because the thing is that no one else is going to put your needs first if you don't do that for yourself. This pattern of trying to control other people and trying to manipulate others into doing things for us, that is a pattern that needs to be let go. Doesn't matter when you're watching this video, but it is January of 2026 for me right now, and this is a new era that we're stepping into where we have to be more serious about our goals. We can't just sit and wait and hope that other people are going to reward us for our sacrifices. We have to be the ones to claim what we want. The key to being happy in your relationships is to be selfish, because when you put yourself first and you get after what you want, you are not manipulating others anymore. You are not looking to others for validation. You are able to appreciate more of what is being given to you because you're not expecting anything. You're not doing things for others in hopes that they do things for you. You're not trying to be the perfect woman or the perfect man in hopes that you get treated in the way that you deserve to be treated. You are showing up as your most authentic self, knowing what you want, getting what you want, and when you are around people, you are able to be so much more loving and so much more present because you're not feeling tension, you're not feeling fear, you're not operating from a place of disempowerment. You're operating from a place of power, from a place of giving yourself what you want. Some people will say that this is problematic advice because being selfish is not good and that's narcissistic. But the reality is that people that are evil, people that are truly, truly selfish and narcissistic, they don't need to be watching this type of content. They don't need to be told to be selfish. They're going to do it, and they're going to do it to a point where other people are being hurt. So I'm not telling you to like hurt others by getting what you want and not caring about people's feelings. I'm telling you to put your feelings first and take accountability for your own life. You don't have to be disrespectful or rude to others in order to do that for yourself. All you have to do is own your desires and go after them and claim them without guilt or shame, because you are not responsible for other people's comfort. You are not responsible to dim your light in order to make other people feel comfortable. You don't have to lower your standards and your expectations in order to make other people feel like they are the prize. You can only be responsible for yourself and the way that you show up. The funny part is that when we sacrifice ourselves to try to please others and try to be perfect for others, they don't even appreciate it. You will do things and they won't even see it. They won't even see all the effort that you're putting in because they didn't ask you to do these things. You put yourself in that position thinking that that's what you had to do. Being confident is a feeling that comes to you naturally after you take actions to show to yourself that you are safe, that you protect yourself. Because what happens when we're constantly looking to others for validation and we're being too insecure when it comes to our relationships, we're not being confident enough, we're not being ruthless enough, we're not being selfish enough, we put ourselves in a really vulnerable position because we oftentimes get into relationships where we're not being appreciated, we're not being taken care of, and we feel like constant chaos. We feel like we're never safe, like we can never relax because anything that the other person does, we just have to deal with it. We can't stand up for ourselves. We can't be the master of our own destiny. We have to always be the victim. We have to always be carried by whatever everyone else does. We're hoping and praying that other people treat us right. We're hoping and praying that they do the right thing for us. When in reality, you don't need to hope and pray. You don't need to beg. You don't need to hope for the best and try to manifest that everyone treats you with respect. What you need to do is treat yourself with respect and put your foot down and put yourself first in these situations. Because when you're able to do that, that's when true confidence comes in. Confidence isn't something that is just body language, right? A lot of the times we watch these videos on how to be confident, and what they tell you is how to appear confident, having good posture, talking calmly and slowly, looking at people in the eye when we speak to them. There's so many tips and tricks on how to appear confident, but how you actually feel confident is nothing that other people can see. It's in the things that they don't see. It's in the actions that happen behind closed doors. It's in the things that you don't tolerate from other people. So instead of staying in relationships that are bad for you and put you in a bad state, you put yourself first, even when it feels hard. Even if there's still love, you're able to take yourself out of situations that don't serve you because you know that your needs come first. You know that there's something more important and deeper than just a momentary feeling of discomfort from setting a boundary. Telling someone no, or telling them that they've hurt you, or telling them that you're not going to accept a certain thing, that temporary discomfort is nothing compared to the long-term pain of not having healthy boundaries and of being a victim of your life and a victim of your relationships. So stop seeking validation from other people and allow them to also validate themselves. Okay, if somebody is uncomfortable, that is their responsibility to speak up on that. Don't be so concerned with what other people are thinking or what they want from you. Let them speak up for themselves. Just like you are responsible for going after what you want, other people are also responsible for that. So yes, hold space for others. Allow them the safety to do that. But you also don't have to be trying to inject yourselves into their mind, trying to guess as to what they want, because that is not healthy for you and it is not healthy for them, because it is keeping them also in a disempowered state where they don't make themselves hold themselves accountable. They don't make themselves speak up for themselves because other people are constantly doing that. I have family members where the parents are constantly speaking for the child and they never allow the child to go through that discomfort of having to ask for what they want. They want some salt for their food, they do it for them. They want some ranch for their carrots, they do that for them. They need to go to the bathroom, they ask for them. They don't allow the child the opportunity to speak up for themselves. And what ended up happening is as the child is growing older and older into adolescence, now the parents are demonizing them for not speaking up for themselves. They're saying, oh, well, why don't you speak up for yourself? Oh, why don't you take the initiative? Why aren't you ambitious? And it's because they always did that for them. They didn't allow them the opportunity to actually do anything for themselves. So now this person is basically a victim of reality, and they have issues, a lot of issues, in a lot of areas in their life because they didn't have that skill. A lot of people think that they're being good people by putting others' needs first and constantly trying to impress others and please others, but they're actually being kind of manipulative, because if nobody was watching, if nobody gave them any credit or validation for what they were doing, they wouldn't be doing it. It's easy to be self-sacrificing when everybody is watching and clapping for you and saying, oh my gosh, you're such a good person. But if nobody's watching you, then you wouldn't be doing it, because the only reason you're doing it is to get validation. And I've told you this in other videos, and I'll tell you this again. Never do something simply to get validation. Never do something just because you want the other person to reciprocate in some way. Only do something from the most genuine place in your heart because you genuinely want to do it. The only person that you should be so concerned with is your child. And even then, there's still limits. There's still boundaries that come with that, because even though it is your child, it's a human being that needs to grow and develop on their own. So you need to give people a chance to speak up for themselves. You need to be speaking up for yourself, and you need to be more in your world. Stop going into other people's worlds and being so concerned with everything going on in their world. Pretend like you have a little bubble around you, and you're in your own little bubble, and you are not affected by anything outside of your bubble. When you want to empathize with others and spend time with others and associate with others, you can do that, and you can include them into your world. But you need to have a safe space within yourself where you are not affected by others, because if you don't, you will constantly sabotage your relationships. Nothing anybody else does will ever be enough for you. You will always be seeking more and more and more and more. Somebody could be the most caring partner to you, but you'll find some little detail that they're doing wrong to create an argument, because you are not safe within yourself. So you cannot be safe in your relationships. So this is your reminder to stop thinking about what other people want and start focusing on what you want. Be unapologetically ruthless about your desires and creating your desired reality. Forget about what everyone else is thinking. Forget about what society wants from you. Forget about the statistics. Forget about what's normal or not normal. Focus on what you want. Be honest with what you want and go get that, because you deserve to have everything that you want. And you don't have to hurt others in order to get that. And just because you are getting what you want, it doesn't mean that someone else is being hurt or being victimized, or someone else isn't getting something just because you're getting it. I know sometimes it's hard to act this way because we feel a sense of fear. We feel like maybe other people will judge us, or they won't like us, or they won't want to be with us. But as I said before, when you put yourself first, you become free, you become liberated, you become so light and so peaceful that you have so much more love that you're able to give to others. So by being more ruthless in your relationships, you're actually becoming a better, more loving person overall, because you have a sense of safety and a sense of confidence within yourself, so you're able to show up as a better person instead of someone who's always tense and scared and angry and resentful. You can be light and free and happy, because I know that's what you truly want. You just want to be happy. That's what we all want. If you have any questions, let me know in the comments. If you'd like to work with me or check out any of my resources, check the links in the description. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.